The Greens co-leader, Marama Davidson, has caused a stir after she told a far-right activist it is white cis men who cause violence in the world. Opposition parties have criticised the remarks, which were made after Saturday's Auckland protest, and are calling for her to resign. But Ms Davidson says she was in shock and misspoke after being hit by a motorcycle. The Prime Minister says her comments were not appropriate, but has accepted her explanation. Our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch, reports.
Trans people are terrific.
So you condone that violence? You condone that violence against her?
A heated exchange following a heated protest. The Greens co-leader, Marama Davidson, confronted by a far-right activist while departing the Auckland rally opposing Posy Parker on Saturday.
What did you guys think of Posy Parker being violently assaulted and having what looked like tomato sauce tipped all over her?
We are here to reject the violence and hate of transphobia.
The interview, captured by the conspiracist outlet Counterspin Media, continues as Ms Davidson walks, flanked by a small number of Green MPs and supporters. She then pivots and references her job as Minister for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence.
I am a Prevention Violence Minister, and I know who causes violence in the world. It is white cis men. That is white cis men.
Cis is short for cisgender, that is, someone who is not transgender. The confronting remark has prompted outrage from opposition parties. In a statement, Nationals leader Christopher Luxon says it is harmful, wrong and offensive. Axe David Seymour says it's immature and unprofessional.
You could take statistics which show Maori imprisonment rates are around three times higher per head of population. But anybody who made a statement to the effect of crime as committed by Maori would be rightly pilloried.
New Zealand First has also climbed in from outside of Parliament. Winston Peters says Ms Davidson must resign.
It's an extraordinary, unfortunate statement in utter bad taste, totally wrong. It's extremely generically racist in the concept, the way she put it, because what she's saying is it's only white men and white straight men at that.
RNZ requested an interview with Marama Davidson, but she declined, instead issuing a statement. In it, she says the encounter took place shortly after she'd been struck by a motorcyclist. She says she was still in shock, and her intention was to support trans people. She says, however, she should have made clear that violence occurs in every community.
She's absolutely not fit for the role. It's really up to the Prime Minister and the Green Party to decide if they can find anyone better. If they can't, then I think the voters are going to have to get rid of a whole lot of them.
The Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, was also unimpressed with the remarks and the reference to race, but he says he accepts Ms Davidson's explanation. He says he does not expect perfection from his ministers.
I think we do need to consider the context in which she made her remarks. She'd just been hit by a motorcycle and was basically being harassed by a right-wing conspiracy group as she went down the road. That's not a form of words that I would choose, and I understand from her statement it wasn't what she meant to say.
In her statement, Marama Davidson says she won't be commenting further at this time. Parliament returns tomorrow, though. She'll find it hard to escape further questioning then.
And that was our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch, reporting.